You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi.
Hey there.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back.
To the Smut Couch.
Period. I'm Maddie.
I'm Alexandros.
Also, hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
A lot of people we don't know are watching this, and that's exciting.
Hi, people we've never met before.
So that one person in Estonia. What's up?
Okay. Hi, Australia.
Hi, Germany.
Hi, the UK. Hi, Poland.
Poland.
Mexico.
What's up? Everyone, honestly, thank you for tuning on in, and I hope you continue to do so. That's
Period.
Exciting.
I'm so glad you guys love reading all of this stuff the same way we do.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we're excited to talk today about not one book in particular, but a whole expanded universe.
Period.
The Sarah J. Maas extended universe.
Yes. Iconic.
All the couple ships and everything we'll be going over today and ranking them.
Period.
Scale of 1 to 10.
Like, yeah. Oh, that's what you meant by ranking.
Yeah, 1 to 10, yeah.
Okay, that's not ranking, that's scoring.
Oh, is that scoring?
Yeah,
oh,
the whole time I was on a different page.
You were
but
thinking,
now I understand.
Like tier list or something?
Yes.
Oh, my bad.
That's why I was confused.
You're like, that's just a list you send me. Hold on.
Yes, okay, I get what you're saying now.
Gotcha.
Period.
Be exciting then.
Mm-hmm. If you're mad, stay mad.
Please, be mad.
Period.
It's good for content.
Yeah, but also let us know your fave.
Absolutely.
Ships.
So what we'll be doing today is going through all of the Throne of Glass series and all the couples that appear in there, then moving on down to A Court of Thorns and Roses in that series, ending with Crescent City and their couples in there.
In anticipation for number 3.
Ooh, coming out this year.
Well, yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Period.
By the time you see this year.
Period. Okay.
All right. Should we get started
then?
Sure. You excited?
Yes. Alexandros made this list. If you feel wacky about some of them, just know it's not my
fault. It's the ones that I could remember. Yeah.
It's all on him.
It's all my fault.
Period.
I'll take the blame for it.
Okay. So you just want to go down the list?
Absolutely. Okay. So we'll start with the Throne of Glass book series, which is the first series that Sarah J. Maas wrote. She was 16.
That is impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Sarah, work. But I mean, I think it shows in the first book particularly, but like that she wrote it so young. Mm-hmm. However, like, oh, they're so good.
What I like to say when I'm like pitching Throne of Glass to people is that it's so cool. She wrote it when she was 16, which is one of the coolest things about this book.
It's amazing.
One of the worst things about this book is that it was written by a 16-year-old, though.
Right.
So, you know.
But I think the books grow with her.
They absolutely do, and they get so much better.
Like Kingdom of Ash, by the time I got to Kingdom of Ash,
oh! So good. I agree.
I think that Throne of Glass is my favorite.
It's your favorite out of all of them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see, I think Crescent City is my favorite world.
That's kind of wild.
I know. Zootopia fan fiction is my favorite world. Yeah, if no one knew about that, I'm very sorry to have burst your bubble about Crescent City.
Yeah, it does give Zootopia.
It is Zootopia fan. Mm-hmm. She got the inspired to write Crescent City when she was watching Zootopia with her kids, I think.
Wait, what?
That's like real. Yeah.
I thought
Judy
you were
Hopps
just
is
that.
Hun Athalar. Bryce Quinlan is Nick Wilde. Tell me that there's a difference there. There's not. It's exactly the same. One has wings.
Scared. Wings instead of ears.
Wings instead of ears. Well, he's got ears too.
Well, yes, but bunny ears.
Oh, gotcha.
Work. That's kind
of
crazy.
Yeah. All right. But back to Throne of Glass.
Yeah, Throne of Glass.
All right. We're going to be starting off with the first couple that kind of appears a little bit with Dorian and Selena.
Period.
So
Okay, work. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, so this was not like a super big one because it was so early on and there's nothing really going on. So I could just have this one as like a 6 out of 10. Because like I liked this couple. They were cute and I love Dorian. So
I love Dorian too. Yeah, I'll give them like a... Because as I feel like as any kind of SJM goes, the couples that happen throughout before like the one.
Yeah.
You still kind of live. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
All right, that's an okay one.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, y'all are both cute.
Except for a second, which we'll be getting to, which I do not stand.
Yeah, I know you don't stand. So I'm going to give this one, like maybe a 6.
If you, it's giving like high school sweethearts.
Yeah, like cute vibes.
Yeah, like, all right.
And
yeah.
In the end, you know they still care for each other.
Yeah, like definitely amicable. They're besties throughout the series too.
Yeah, I live.
And it's sweet.
And they both go through the ringer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Not too much to say about that one because it doesn't last very long.
Right, but work.
But it happens. Then we get to Crown of Midnight with the next couple on this list with my least favorite character of all time. Simply because...
Of all time?
He's so boring. He's just uncooked bread the entire time.
Okay, say who you're talking about.
We're talking about Kale and Selena. The
I don't
captain
think
of the guard.
I don't think it's fair to say that he's uncooked bread because that guy also goes through it.
He goes
and
through
he
it.
And he has but... such, in Tower of Dawn, he has such a sleigh.
He's
like,
still
arc.
My least favorite arc in that entire book.
Okay.
I'll take Irene and Nezrin over Kale any day of the week.
I mean, period.
Thank God I did the tandem read with Empire
Storms.
Right, Storm's
I couldn't have not done that.
See, that's what I mean. Even you're like, oh my God, Kale's great. See, what do you do with uncooked bread? You put it in the toaster. And he definitely gets put into a toaster for a little bit. So, and then he's like, you know, just kind of stale toast later on.
Okay. I mean.
And he's tolerable.
Well, yeah. He's also too, a little too, like, brooding serious.
Mm-hmm.
In a way where there's, like, it's like you almost don't have the right to be as brooding and serious as like Rowan. However, you're not as like fun as like Dorian.
His brooding is like boring. It's not hot. Most characters, like, when they're like brooding and like alpha male, like, ooh.
Especially when he was brooding before like what happened to him. Because then it's like kind of get over yourself.
Then it's like, okay, yeah, you're going through it right now. But you also kind of put yourself in this situation, which we'll cover in a second.
Okay, work. But, yeah, I'm going to give them like a 3.
They're a 3 for me just because like. They're definitely, kind of she was rebounding after Dorian. That was That's what I feel about it.
Yeah,
because Dorian
also
is my
made
number
feel
one.
Safe.
She's tougher than him, though.
Yeah, that's true.
She can for starters, he was swinging way out of his league right there with Selena. There's not a chance.
True. Well, and I love the confidence.
There was never any thought in my head that it was endgame at all. Like,
no.
And she was really trying to sell it in this book. Like, oh my God, he's so great. I was like, okay, can we get to this Rowan guy that I've been reading about on Instagram?
yeah, period.
Okay,
next.
I wrote Sam.
This is fake of you.
This is fake of me?
Yes, he's a fake SJM stan.
I am. I haven't read Assassin's Blade because the idea of going back after reading Heir of Fire and everything, back right when the plot was finally starting to pick up, it made me want to blow my brain.
But I loved it because that's how you learn about, is it Irene?
Irene, yeah.
Yeah, but... Sam.
I from all the callbacks and mentions of him, I do know that it's a very sweet story. And like I read the synopsis of it.
It's very
just
sweet.
And so for that reason, I'm giving this an 8 out of 10 because it's a tragic tale of like them trying to escape together. I love the Erebin like storyline of like him being the king of assassins,
okay, period.
And like kind of like manipulating them against each other the whole time. So because of that tragic ending, I got to give it an 8 out of 10, I think.
That's a good one. Yeah, I'll give them that's a good answer.
And that artwork of like her crying over his, spoilers, dead body, and stuff like that.
This whole thing is going to be spoilers. If you guys are shocked,
on
you.
Whoopsies, yeah.
it's beautiful. I did sob reading that book because
it's
so sad and they're so young.
I just think knowing how it ends, reading it, I just wouldn't have cared about Sam. So just reading the synopsis.
Right.
Had it be more impactful for me.
Okay, work. Interesting vibes.
All right.
Okay, on to the one.
This is yours.
Okay, Rowan and Aelin.
Heir
I do
of fire.
Stan. Mm-hmm. I think I also feel seen by Miss Aelin. Fire-breathing
bitch queen.
Ooh. Okay. Hi, Aries. I stan them. The way you talk about what you said earlier was hilarious.
Yeah, so... I knew from the second they first met when he just decks her in the face, like right hook immediately. No, it's not a slap. He punches her.
And she kind of deserved it. Okay, but it's not scary. Anyone who doesn't know what we're talking about. But that's when they're also not together. It's not like that. If that sounded scary.
No.
If that sounded scary, it's not like that. Okay, it's enemies to lovers.
Just a little bit of that, yeah.
Yeah.
And he does it because she's kind of being the worst for a little bit.
That's the book where she's like opens with her like laying on the
like drunk on a ceiling, yeah.
And I'm like, girl, valid. You've been through a lot. However, let's pick it up.
I'm trying to figure out what's going on with this plot here. What are these necklaces for? That's where we're at with like the plot.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah?
Yes.
So I think this is Rowan with long hair too in Air of Fire.
Yeah, hot.
And it's everyone is supporting the long hair. I think he gets significantly hotter once he cuts that short.
But also like
the tattoo and everything.
It's the Daemon Targaryen of it all.
There he is right up there.
Like work. Yeah. He's gorge. No, I'm a Rowan stan.
Yeah. He's like, what is he, 6.5 feet tall too? Sarah J. Maas, when you were writing this first series, you had your men crazy tall.
Yeah. Oh crazy. Yeah.
We haven't even gotten to Lorkin yet.
How tall is that guy?
He's 6'9". Like at least.
Well, yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, nice. Yes.
Come on. They're playing for the wrong, you know, courts and stuff like that. Get him in the NBA right now.
Okay, he's not the NBA. Hi, straight man. What? Hi, Kobe.
Come on.
I know work.
He's 6'9".
Period.
He's serving an evil queen. Like, get him out of here.
Yeah, work. But Rowan and Aelin, I think they're my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
They're my favorite because I always, and I was just telling Alexandros this, I think about the scene when she's like trapped in the coffin and he's like trying to find her. Ah, it's beautiful.
That whole sequence in Kingdom of Ash
period.
Is why I recommend this series to everyone because it's right. So good. You know?
No, I live. And then I'm just happy they got their happily ever after.
They did, yeah. Rowan with his first mate that was like a deception too. Yeah,
yeah, that's devastating.
I forget her name right now.
Oh, I like, couldn't tell you.
Lore or something like that. Something like that. You know, so he's all depressed when they first meet too, because like he thinks he's lost his mate, but he was just deceived into thinking that was his mate.
Yeah,
she died. So now,
period.
Maeve, the bitch herself,
ew,
is like manipulating him into her service.
Period. So. I actually wrote down my favorite Rowaelyn quotes.
Oh, go for it.
Because I do stand. Okay, here we go. This is from. Wait, which one? Okay, Empire of Storms. Ugh. Mm. I love you. There is no limit to what I can give to you. No time I need. Even when this world is a forgotten whisper of dust between the stars, I will love you. Girl.
It's good.
Okay, and then from Tower of Dawn, this is what Kale says about them. Aelin frightens everyone, but not him. I think that's why she fell in love with him against her best intentions. Rowan beheld all Aelin was and is, and he was not afraid.
He was not.
Also points to Kale for, like, seeing that.
Mm-hmm. That's where, like, you can finally start liking Kale in his book. Because every point, 6 books beforehand, you're just like,
Yeah. Whiny.
This guy.
But then there, he ate with that.
Okay. No, I liked him in his own book, but, like, he was still my least favorite part of his own book, if that makes sense.
Okay, and the last one I have is, to whatever end she breathed, Rowan followed her as he had his entire life, long before they had ever met, before their souls had sparked into existence. To whatever end, Fireheart.
Ooh. No, that's... They're a great couple, and, like, I love powerful couples, too.
Oh, yeah.
For me, once again, they're, like, an 8 out of 10 for me, just because they're not my favorite one in the whole series. But I like him a lot.
That made me feel real pain in my heart.
I'll go up to 8.5 or a 9 for you, just because you're pitching it so much. So that I'll adjust to go to a 9 because you reminded me of those quotes. But prior, I had an 8 out of 10, but I forgot about those quotes. So I can move up to a 9.
Okay,
out of 10.
Period.
As being like, also, no. I just love those face tats that he's got going on. The runes.
Face tats on nobody else but these SJM men. Well, like, you know what I'm saying?
Also, just like, you know, runes and like cool, interesting patterns going down his neck.
I think it's also the like Draco Malfoy of it all, kind of too.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, with like the runes in his back right there.
And the white hair, like, period. No, I'm a Rowaelyn stan. Also, I think something that SJM does very well is, which I think we'll talk about more when we get to ACOTAR, is like, the men, like in that quote, aren't scared of their like slay strong women, and they let them. When they finally find their like true mate or whatever, it's the people who let them be who they are.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, I got to save my 10 out of 10s for the ones I feel are 10 out of 10, which we'll get to those.
Okay, period.
Very
this is my
soon.
10 out of 10.
But
they're my Roman Empire, Rowan Empire, if you will.
The Rowan Empire. I like that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now that I'm all
That reminds me, they were biting each other a lot too in this
one.
She was into like some blood play, like,
well, work.
When she was young. I'm glad she moved away from that, like, as the later books went on. I don't know how much more of that I could have taken.
Yana, but I stan.
But you know, vampires were big for a while.
Still, well, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, on to the next.
I have, this was not one that I support in any shape or form, but because they were technically betrothed for a brief moment, I have Adian and Aelin. The cousins.
Hi, cousins.
Yeah.
Hi, incest.
I have this at a 2 out of 10.
Yeah, 2. That's scary
not,
stuff.
I have it, you know, not lower than that because, like, there was, like, a need for it at one point, like, maybe,
right.
like,
I
for alliances or something. I don't know, like, specifically, like, I don't remember it too well, but I remember there was, like, some point to it. But we don't really stand
that's
this.
Weird.
They're kind of just.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's.
But I love them both.
Yeah, we like them both, but not like that.
Not together. Okay, then we have. Kale and Nezrin.
Yes. So Nezrin was his like lieutenant. Yeah. She was the one from the South Kingdom and stuff like that.
Right.
With the Khan? Was that what he was called?
I don't know.
I can't remember what the king
Girl,
of that place
if you think
was.
I can remember this.
No, I can't. Oh my God. I can't remember the exact words
but
either.
They're, yeah. I don't, first of all, I don't remember it.
Yeah. So. It was kind of Kale's rebound after Aelin.
Oh, I do remember.
And like, he kind of strung her along. So this is a 4 out of 10 for me of just like,
yeah, kind of flopping.
Whatever.
I'm giving
she's
her a 3 because
cool.
I didn't remember. Yeah. Not her, the couple.
Yeah, no, but she's cool. She's you know, cool. Archer, baddie, you know, and she has more personality than Kale. And like,
well, anyone does.
Thank you. See, you know, you go off defending him, but then you, every time
I'm not
shit
saying
on this
he doesn't
guy,
have
like,
a. I'm not saying he has a personality. I'm saying
he doesn't deserve the hate
as much.
Okay.
Period. But no, why it is giving white bread.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Period.
That's all I needed to hear.
Right. Okay, and
next
then,
up, Dorian and Sorsha, his first little love after Aelin.
Oh, you know? She's the one.
Yeah, Sorsha is the one good that was girl. Like the healer who like hid his magic prowess.
Oh, I loved her.
She was so cute,
that was
right?
Sweet.
That was they were a sweet couple. 5 out of 10.
Moment.
I never thought they were gonna last. Yeah. She gets bodied so quickly.
Yeah, I'll give them a 6 just because in her name, R.I.P.
Mm-hmm.
girl.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
R.I.P. girl.
And it's you know gets killed by that, and then. The reason why I like this couple, like, at a 5 out of 10 mm-hmm. is because Dorian just gets so much hotter after this point once his life falls apart.
That is what it takes, right?
He gets once that necklace wrapped around his neck and everything and then just gets brainwashed.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
No, yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I love my favorite characters never happy. I tear their lives apart.
Right, I
make
them miserable.
Suffer.
Period.
Kill his family. Yes.
Well, yes. No, I
and
live for Dorian.
So he just kind of lives in that black abyss for a while, kind of suffering in agony about her death. The Valg that's possessing him now is like taunting him like, haha.
So sad.
You couldn't save her, blah, blah, blah.
Poor guy.
Mm-hmm.
And but I live for the suffering.
Tragic.
Sorry.
So...
Because what comes out of it, that's why I live. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I kind of want to skip to what comes out of it right now.
Okay, period.
This is my Rowaelen Empire right here.
Okay, no, fully understandable.
Dorian and Manon. Because apparently it's
is
pronounced
it
Manon.
Manon or
I
Manon?
Pronounce it Manon, but apparently it's pronounced Manon, like officially.
Okay, Manon.
I'm going to be saying Manon, though, because that's how I read it.
Yeah, period.
Dorian and Manon.
Girl. That's a good one right there.
I am so...
Right.
Jaw dropped, gagged. At
okay.
Them.
Okay, gagged.
Because it's okay. The first time they meet, Manon, for those of you who remember, is the one with the wyvern Abraxas.
Uh-huh.
Who's a witch with, you know, the metal claws, metal teeth that like retract and everything.
Right.
Goth mommy to the max.
Goth mommy?
Goth
to the
muscle
max.
Mommy to the max. Too.
Yes.
She's hitting
period.
All my criteria right now for me being a simp. And
no,
it's,
she is she's everything.
She's honestly the reason why I kept reading Throne of Glass because like her chapters
right.
were so interesting and I was so like, ooh, what's going on here?
She's one where at first I was like, girl, let's get back to Aelin. Let's get back to it like at the beginning because you're kind of I have no idea what's going on.
No, she was taming wyverns. I was like, I got to keep reading this.
Right,
Hold
but
on.
It's such a departure from what you're like,
yeah,
you
it's
know.
It's out of nowhere,
and so
yeah.
you're like, girl, what? I don't have time to remember all of this. But then you're like, yes! And then it's...
it's just How to Train Your Dragon subplot. It's great.
Well, and we do stan. No, but her ending too is so devastating with the 13.
Yeah.
R.I.P. 13.
Oof.
Love y'all.
Like I said, I love my characters sad. But...
and boy, ain't she.
Their first meeting where she asks him, if I cut you open, what color would you bleed? And, you know, for those of you who like, don't remember, when you're possessed by a Valg, you bleed black blood instead of red.
Right.
And he takes over control of his body to turn on that Riz real quick and be
I'll bleed
whatever color you want me to.
Men, take notes.
I like to think I would have said the same thing.
Okay.
I would not correct
Rachel, clarification. Rachel, I need to know your answer to that.
I would not have had the Riz with it. I would have been like begging, like, please tell me what color to bleed.
Right.
Please,
right.
Please, 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 please. That's the kind of Riz I would have had. Just the on all fours begging for her to tell me what to bleed.
With her,
and
absolutely.
Like, you know, I know that she like usually will like be a spider and like kill like the men after. She's like, all right, I've had my fun, blah, 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 bye. And it's like, so what are you thinking about after? I'm like, first, there's a before though. Hold on.
Period. Okay, so what's your score for them?
100 out of 10.
Period.
1,000, a million out of
10. No, it's so good.
Their first, like, official togetherness, Phantom hands, when she's, like, you know, prisoner on the ship, and he just doesn't touch, he just uses his magic to, like, use those hands. Okay, that's where I think Sarah J. Maas finally started to be like, I can do some fun stuff with this. Hold on a second. What if
What
if we made them hot?
And boy, didn't
As opposed to just, ooh, they're cute. No, they're hot now.
Period.
They
now
are.
I live.
And I love every aspect of that so much.
Period. Okay, so they're your moment.
I'm going to keep going back to them, I think.
Okay, just do we want to go?
Oh, my God.
Not the barking. Okay, and then do we want to go to Lorcan? And
yes.
Is it Elide?
I think it's Elide. Yeah, Elide.
Sarah, girl, give us a pronunciation.
She does, but I'd never looked at it. You know, so I was like, okay.
I guess I forgot. No, I love them.
So Lorcan.
Lorcan,
did.
What?
So Lorcan did.
Okay, refresh my memory.
Okay, so she wants him.
Your memory's
to show
crazy.
Her. This was like the iconic thing. Oh my God, how are you?
Girl, I read this 2 years ago.
Oh, okay, that's why then. When Elide finally like forgives Lorcan for all the things that he's been doing in the past, you know, 6'9" shadow daddy. You always got to have a shadow daddy in every book. If it's not Sarah J. Maas without a shadow daddy.
Well, yes.
And you know, he was still kind of working for Maeve and like she's been pissed at him.
Oh,
all this
yeah.
stuff. And then when she finally forgives him and like wants him to show her everything, wink, wink.
Oh,
finally.
And
so Lorcan did.
And so he did.
And the whole meme about this is, what did he do? Sarah, what did he do?
Sarah, we don't close doors.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
We need to know.
Come on. You don't fade to black. You don't fade to black.
No. And if that's your thing, work. That's not what I wanted here.
Mm-mm. No. You don't get to do all that and then fade to black. That's not okay. You don't get to have your book series written the way they are and then all of a sudden fade to black out of nowhere. What?
Right.
What?
Nesta's
out here grabbing headboards, but Elide fades to black? Absolutely
not. Yeah, no, these are definitely her, like, high YA, high more, not as spicy.
I know, but I gotta know what this man did.
Tell us.
It's just for taking notes purposes. Apparently, like, it's phenomenal. So, I'm like,
shut
how
up.
You do that?
Not taking notes. High study. I just also think for them, for me, when I read books, first of all, kind of I close a page and I forget everything.
Mm-hmm.
I only remember vibes of moments. Do you know what I'm saying? But there's a part where something, they're like running from something and doesn't something like blast or some magic thing happens and he like covers her?
Yes.
Yes, I remember. And they're like, because they're journeying alone for a while and he's protecting her, right?
Yes, that's kind of it because like they're working together because she's like lying about who she is and like, because she has to get to Aelin.
Yes. Oh, I stand. No, I love Lorcan and Elide.
They drop down for me simply because of how many times he cuts up his shirt for her cycles, as is constantly mentioned in the series.
How many shirts does this man have?
Too many. Apparently. Well, he's got a long shirt because he's so like tall and everything, but I'm picturing this guy just in
a crop top
at this point. Based on how many times, like anytime it's from Elide's POV, it's just like, he cut up more shirt strips for me. All right.
And that's
and I'm just sitting there like, girl, how long has this been lasting? Hold
That's
on.
Crazy.
Your period's still going on? This has been like 3 months straight at this point.
Well, aren't they journeying for a while?
I know, but like she's also mentioning it's like it's way too much.
Oh, no, poor girl.
Because he's doing it also to like get forgiveness from her too.
Oh, I see. Yeah, girl, I don't know how you remember all this.
Dude, I just.
You're a vault.
I only remember non-important smut facts.
Well,
that's it. The rest, out the window.
Period. No, I live. Mm-hmm. Okay,
and
so
the fitness grand pacer test, word for word.
Wait, what is, so what is your score for them?
I have them at a 7 out of 10.
I'm going to go with that,
it's
too.
It's solid. Lorcan is just kind of not my favorite. I kind of like the way Alita whips him into shape a little bit and kind of like, you know.
Yeah. Because he's like real, real stoic, real.
He's all, ooh.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Brooding.
He's like real brooding.
He does brooding better than Kale does.
Right. And right. Mm-hmm. But almost sometimes it's like, don't brood too much. I need a personality.
Yeah.
Not that he doesn't have one, but his personality is brooding.
Mm-hmm. All right. 7 out of 10 for me.
Yeah, period. I concur with that.
Moving on, we get to all the Tower of Dawn couples now. The Kale's book.
Okay, so first Kale and Irene.
Irene. I always say Irene, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know.
Here's the thing. I stan a woman who puts her man in his place. Mm-hmm.
I love Irene so much that she raises my opinion
She's
of Kale.
Great.
Yeah. So I have them at an 8 out of 10.
Period. I will have them at like a 7.
You'll have them at a 7 as well?
Yeah.
Just because I liked Irene so much with her like unique healing abilities and like how their relationship kind of becomes symbiotic and like codependent of like he needs her to walk again.
Right. Oh,
it's kind of nice. Oh, yeah. So he loses his ability to walk in one of the earlier books, which makes him even more boring, but at least his brooding is like warranted then.
That was crazy of you to say.
Well, he loses his ability to walk. He does. He's in a wheelchair the entire book.
But that's his. That becomes his strength because he perseveres.
Yeah.
And she doesn't. I live for her. Yeah. That's where they ring for me. Okay. And then Nesrin
and Sartak. Yeah.
This girl, I couldn't tell you. I don't remember them at all.
You don't remember them at all?
No.
You know,
I kind of do, vaguely. Because this is the book. All I remember with Tower of Dawn, really, is Nesrin whipping Kale into shape. Or Irene, I mean. And also the spiders. That's all I recall.
This is where the spiders is with Nesrin and Sartak, though, is the thing.
Oh, yeah. That's when they're off on their side quest.
You find out Maeve is a Valg queen and stuff like that. You know, I like them as
a
subplot.
Is he like a prince or something?
He is a prince. He's the son of their emperor. I can't remember. It starts something that starts with a K. I can't remember it right now. Tell us in the comments if you remember it.
Right. Okay, I recall. Is he cute?
And he becomes the successor as well.
Period.
Yeah, he rides the griffins and stuff.
Yes,
the griffin rider.
It's all coming back.
Hold on, they're not griffins. They're eagles. Yeah,
slay.
Yeah,
yeah. I'll give them because I don't really recall a 6.
Yeah, they're a 6 for me as well, just because they're kind of there and it's cute. It's nice that Nesrin gets something.
Yeah,
but honestly, I kind of wanted, since I was doing the tandem read, I only wanted to get back to Empire of Storms the entire time.
I very much enjoyed.
I like them side by side, but if I had to read just Tower of Dawn.
Yeah, that'd be a moment. Okay.
Next, Adian and Lysandra, the shapeshifting.
Period. No, I live for them.
I like them
a lot. She shapeshifts into what? Like a leopard or something?
Like a leopard bear or something like that. Some massive.
Period.
Leopard.
No, I live.
She does a dragon at one point, like a sea dragon.
Oh, that part is the cool.
That part is so awesome. Yeah, very cool.
Yes, I live.
There's a part that I want to talk about where they think Aelin might be dead, so they have Lysandra shapeshifting into Aelin for a while.
Yes!
She leads the armies, and they're concerned that if that is how it stays, or like if Aelin's gonna die with their way to defeat the Valg,
she's gonna have to
stay in as the queen and stuff like that. And Rowan's gonna pretend, and they're gonna have to stay as
her,
a couple and stuff like that.
Oh.
And then Adian was gonna have to ensure that, like, you know, the phenotypes passed on correctly, and she was gonna like look like an Aelin's kid,
right?
That he was going to have to be the one to sleep with Lysandra while she looked like Aelin. This was like a weird plot
that they had to.
That's why I also had the Aelin Adian ship in there too. Or like some people were supporting it. So it was intense. And like they were in it for the long road together.
Yeah.
And Adian's kind of a dick at some points. But I have them at a 7 out of 10.
Yeah, I like that score. I'll give them a 7 too.
And then
I love Lysandra.
Yeah, she's a really interesting character. I love how when she kills Erebin and stuff like that, you know, she slits his throat after sleeping next to him.
She better work.
The only note I had was I kind of wanted to see more of Erebin because he was such a creepy guy, like grooming and like disgusting that I was like, I'm interested to see more.
Yeah, period. I like it. Okay.
And then my next one's just a silly little fun one that I wrote down because there's a lot of fan art out there.
Oh, yeah. To be honest, I didn't know what this meant.
Okay. Aelin and her cadre, which is like Fenris, Rowan, Adian, Gavriel, Lorcan, like basically all the Fey males that she has like around her as a harem.
well worked.
Essentially just, you know, her being, you know, the boss queen, getting all the boys.
Period.
There's some art out there. That's all I'll say.
I'm sure there is. I'm sure there's lots of art out there.
I stumbled upon it. Yeah.
You stumbled.
I just scrolling through Instagram, you know, and the algorithm knows me well.
Period.
So that's it. That's all I'll say. I'll say that is a 10 out of 10.
Okay, 10.
Just for fun vibes.
I'll join you with that. 10 out of 10. Period. That concludes Throne of Glass.
That's Throne of Glass for you.
Period.
If we missed any, feel free to let us know.
Yes.
Because that's the main ones that I could remember at least.
I live. Okay, good job. Now moving on.
To A Court of Thorns and Roses and All Their Ships. You know, Akatar was the first thing that like plummeted me into my smut journey.
Me too.
The first one, yeah.
It's one of the first things I read because I started reading again a lot during the pandemic, I think like a lot of people. And it's one of the first things that like really got me back into it.
Yeah.
I live. No, but I read it 2020, so it's a long time ago. But I'm rereading it now.
Yeah.
And I love it.
This got me like rereading things again. It got me into Dramini. It got me it
opens
an endless
the doors.
Spiral
I think
me.
This is the
it's
gateway.
A gateway drug.
Yes. This is the gateway drug for smut, I think.
Absolutely.
And also it's what you, Alexandros has like a beat up copy of Akatar that he like throws around to everybody.
At work, yes. One person still hasn't given it back to me. You know who you are. Give it back.
Wait, who is it?
No, it's all right.
Okay. I want to know.
She knows who she is.
Period.
All right.
Oh, is it who I think it is?
Probably, yeah.
Work. Okay, so should we start number
one? There's no
one?
Hate there, by the way.
No, all it's love. Funny. We live. It's the sisterhood of the traveling Akatar.
I probably need a new one. This one's getting kind of nasty.
No, it's beat up, you guys. I live.
All right. First up, we have Feyre and Tamlin. Okay, so.
Don't start yelling yet.
There's a lot. I'm not a Tamlin apologist, but I am a Tamlin forgivenist.
Okay.
Like.
Okay. No, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I literally just finished Akatar like 2 days ago, and I'm halfway through A Court of Mist and Fury currently. Mm-hmm. And you cannot deny that during Akatar, you're like, kind of like, like you live.
Hey there with your little
Hi, mask.
Party City mask. What's
Hi,
up?
Hi, Phantom of the Opera. Like you do kind of live.
She had us gagged for a man playing the fiddle.
No, she did.
And people like to forget that. People like to act like, no, Tamlin has been disgusting from the beginning. No,
you
come on.
You kind of live.
They were swimming and frolicking
live.
In that pond together. And we were like, ooh,
when they're
Tamlin.
In the field, Miss Thing was down bad.
Mm-hmm.
Now. He blew it hardcore.
Yeah.
Okay. Hardcore. But I did kind of live for him at the beginning a little bit.
So taking that into account, what do you have them at?
I'm gonna give them a 5.
You're putting them at a 5. This is
because of what happens later.
Yeah. This is really controversial
for what I'm about to say.
This is probably a 6.5 or a 7 out of 10.
7 is kind of crazy.
I know, but that's why I'm like 6.5, just because of everything that happens later, but because of like how tortured this poor man is, and he deserves everything, and it's up to him to get himself out of this rut. I'm not disputing that.
Fully.
But I do think he made tough decisions along the way, and it was all to protect Feyre later on, even though she didn't need that protection. He was suffocating her.
Right,
he didn't evolve with her, you know?
You can understand. And also, he's had such a rough go at it. Mm-hmm. And, like,
That's
his
what
court
I mean.
Has had such a rough go at it that you can understand why he's, like, suffocating her a little bit. I mean, you're like, it's not valid. And he literally kind of imprisons her, which is spooky, scary skeleton.
Yeah, that's...
However, like, I do kind of see a little bit where he's coming from. And not poor thing, but that guy is ripped to shreds by it.
Mm-hmm. He has a rough go of it, and it's like you know when he saves Rhysand in the end of Wings and Ruin. He makes those decisions that you know still hurt him too.
Right.
So he's still like, capable.
I don't think he's as evil as people make him.
No,
because I don't think he's evil.
I don't think he deserves to be called Tampon. That's what I'll say.
No, I think that's hilarious. I think he can live with that.
He can live with that. All right.
I think hilarious.
Let's use this man's name when we're insulting him, because even I'm like, ugh, Tamlin.
Ugh. Yeah. Like I don't like. Spooky. He also doesn't let her, like I was saying earlier, he doesn't let her be who she is, and that's scary. So
I want to go to the Starfall Ball that's happening in Colorado in a couple months. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to get tickets, but Rachel and I want to go as, you know, Rhysand and Feyre, so like I'll dye my hair and everything
Work.
For it.
That'd be so
but,
slay.
Our friend Tay.
Yes.
Wants
Hi, Tay.
Me to go as Tamlin. And I'm like, I can't, don't make me do that, please.
I mean,
I know, but I just don't want to have to do Tamlin. Please,
right.
Please, for the love of
but
God.
But it would kind of give.
It would. I know.
Yeah.
It's tough decisions. Anyway, 6.5 out of 10.
Okay, period. I give them a 5.
Next, we have the best one of the series, I think.
Oh, I mean, they're the moment.
The one, yeah. Feyre and the High Lord of the Night Court, Rhysand, no, whatever his last name is.
Yeah.
I don't know yet.
I live for Feyre and Rhysand.
They're such a good couple.
They are. Faceand, if you will.
Faceand.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Anybody who says rice, I'm coming for you.
Not I'm rice. Coming for you.
Don't say Rhysand. Don't say it.
Yeah, period. No, I live for them. And I think I forgot because I've been saying like, oh, but I'm like a Ro, and I did kind of pop off saying I'm a Rowaylan stan, which I am. But I think
they're different though.
They are very different. And I think I also like kind of forgot how good they are because I read it so long ago. But I'm in the throes of Mist and Fury right now. Oh, I love them.
They're so good, and I love their whole dynamic kind of going through. You know, Mist and Fury kind of has every trope. It's got enemies to lovers, fated mates, only one bed.
Hot.
It's got it all. It's got,
paint.
You know, paint. So, okay.
We live.
Honestly, I hope they, like, took some, like, antibiotics afterwards or something, because they're going to get some, like, infections from all that paint and, like, UTIs that's out the wazoo true. From all. For those of you who know the chapter 55, that's just, it's too much paint.
Chapter 55.
Wild.
No, I live for them.
Mm-hmm.
I put down their iconic quote of the to the people who look at the stars and wish Rhys clinked his glass against mine. Okay, not me not being able to talk. Rhys clinked his glass against mine to the stars who listen and the dreams that are answered.
That's such
it's so a good beautiful. One.
There are, I've seen sweatshirts and crew necks that like have that same thing. I'm currently wearing a Valaris sweatshirt. Right now.
In case you were wondering, he is a true stan.
I have merch.
Yeah.
It's not my merch.
Period. No, yeah, but you bought merch.
No, this one was a gift, I think.
Oh.
This one was a gift.
Hi, gift.
Yeah.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
It's a nice one, yeah.
No, I live for Faceand.
Yeah. You haven't read the fan fiction from Rhysand's POV.
No, I haven't.
So for those of you who don't know, there is a fan fiction of Mist and Fury that was just written. It's the entire same story, just from Rhysand's
point of view. A la Midnight Sun.
Is that what it's called?
No. Midnight Sun is Twilight, but from Edward's perspective.
Oh. Which I did read. It's not official. All roads lead back to fan fiction, essentially, is what I'm saying.
You guys, yes.
And it's so well written. So
Period.
It's like very descriptive, very in-depth.
I would read that.
And yeah, check it out. AO3.
We live for AO3. Period. Yeah, no, I love them.
Yeah,
and
so
also, as I was saying, he, in regards to Tamlin, he lets her be who she is.
Yes.
And encourages her.
He is not afraid.
No, he's not afraid. And I stan.
And that's actually something that pisses me off about this ship is that people think Rhysand is still evil, like he's manipulating her mind. And I was like, did we read the same book? I'm ready to eat my words, like, if that turns out to be true, though, but, like...
Wait, that's what people think?
People think that he's, like, you know, controlling her mind and is secretly, like, an evil, like, tyrant.
I don't think so.
That's, like, wild to me. How are you going to have a fun little city with an art shop if you're an evil tyrant? You know what I mean?
Not a fun little city with an art shop.
Dude,
no.
That's what Valaris is. It's literally just, you know, it's San Francisco.
Hi, San Francisco. No, I live. That's crazy. I live. I think they're adorable. And he is precious.
Yeah. I love him.
Period.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They heal together and everything. Next, we have Lucien and Elaine.
This, which may be controversial.
Yeah, so.
Aren't they supposedly mates?
They are mates. First thing this man says to her when she gets plopped out of the cauldron bath is, "You're my mate." And poor Elaine, being all doe-eyed, is just like, "Oh."
Aw.
Aw.
Oh, I didn't know. Wow.
Excuse me, what the actual fuck are you doing in my house?
I didn't remember he says that.
No, he says that right off the rip. She falls on out when he is standing there with Tamlin and Hyburn.
Like, hi, mate.
He's like,
how overwhelming.
Oh, good day, mate. You'd think he was Australian, the quickness he said mate.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And so, you know.
What do you think there? Because let's just talk about the other one, too.
Yeah, okay. So
there's also Asriel.
Asriel and Elaine is the other big one. This is so much contention out there.
Yeah, I know. This
and
is drama.
You haven't read the deleted chapters with...
No, I haven't.
So in Court of Frost and Starlight, I believe, there's a deleted chapter that was taken out for good reason because it's kind of out of character for this conversation between Rhysand and Asriel, where Rhysand's kind of mad at Az for kind of putting the moves on Elaine a little bit and like getting her gifts. Mm-hmm. He's all like, you can't do that because we need Lucien and his alliances with the Spring Court. We're moving forward. And Az is kind of pissed
drama.
That, like, you know, because we'll get to this next couple, but Nesta and Cassian are mates, Rhysand and Feyre are mates. And so why is he the one left without a sister, essentially? Three brothers and three sisters, but for some reason they're not meant to be together.
Right.
And the reason it was taken out, I think, is because Az was, like, weirdly possessive about it. Like, he deserved her, and that's not really in character for him. So I like how it was taken out.
He's a sweet, quiet, tortured boy. Mm-hmm.
But it does open up my feeling that maybe they should be together, if that's like the way you look at it, you know?
I don't know.
He's there for her, helping her on her healing journey, while Lucien is still kind of like, hey, girly.
I mean, yeah, I love Lucien. I don't know. I couldn't tell you what it's going to be.
I'm Lucien and Elaine, I'm 5 out of 10.
Yeah. Are you more?
I'm split down the middle, I think, on this one.
Really?
With Azriel and Elaine, I'm more of a 7 out of 10 of like supporting it, because I think that could be following that three brothers, three sisters analogy.
And I kind of like them for each other, because like the quiet sister, the quiet
guy.
Yeah. Guy. Bat boy, if you will. No, mm-hmm. I live. I don't know. Who's to say? I guess just Sarah.
You are right now. We're the experts right now.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. No,
we're the ones with the platform.
That's true.
Speak the truth.
yeah, I think I kind of live for Azriel. But also, I don't know. I really don't know.
All right, how about this? You don't have to rank them out of 10, but which one do you want more?
Oh, that's Lucien the one
Elaine,
I don't know.
Or Azriel and Elaine? Because we're about to get to the next Azriel ship, too.
Maybe Lucien, just for there's one for each.
Okay.
Because I don't really know, you guys.
There is more Lucien ships going on, too, just so you know.
I forget.
But any haters, go after her.
She can go after me.
Next, we have Azriel and Gwyn. So, Gwyneth is one of the three Valkyries with Nesta.
Oh,
yeah. Nesta, Emery, and Gwyn. Yes. Oh,
okay.
So
okay, let me just say, I just recently read Silver Flames.
Yeah.
So, yes, I recall. I forgot. And I was
so
like, Gwyn.
Gwyn was a priestess that Az had saved.
Librarian, right?
Yes.
Hi, librarian. Okay, maybe I live for them.
Mm-hmm. And I like this ship a lot. There was a whole week on Instagram called Gwynreal, I think, like that.
Gwynreal.
And it was just fan art of Gwyn and Az together, and my feed couldn't get away with it. And I actually am not a huge fan of this one, simply
really?
Because
I don't know.
It seems like it would be a betrayal of that trust they have in Azriel, like if it was all of a sudden we banging now.
Period.
You know,
I'll
like I feel like he's saved her and helped her, and like so he has a weird power in the relationship, and like she's just kind of infatuated.
It's kind of more giving platonic besties, you think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. But
I'm
like she
that.
I believe that she's down bad for him.
Oh, but
for
she's
this,
like,
I have 4 out of 10.
Yeah, and that's kind of valid too, because I feel like they've lived also such different lives, because mm-hmm. he has seen so much and she has just been in her own little library, that's kind of unfair. That's a weird, like you said, there's a weird dynamic there. Period.
Yes.
Okay, next. Cassian and Nesta.
Your besties.
As an oldest sister, I stan Nesta. Mm-hmm. And I know that she's a bitch. Okay?
All she had to do was chop that firewood in the first book, and we wouldn't hate her as much as we do the entire series.
You know what? I also don't like being told what to do. So, work, girl. I live. No, I love Nesta. I felt so seen by her. And when people were saying such bad things about her, I'm like, girl, listen. She's been through the ringer. She's the oldest sister, so she can't show that much emotion. Because mm-hmm. if you show that much emotion, you feel like you're going to let everybody down. Okay? And so pardon her for being kind of hardened.
Yeah.
Okay? She's going through it. Those three sisters, their lives, I feel bad.
They've been through it.
They've been through it. No, I live.
But now they all kind of living it up in the high... in the night courts, so like, okay.
But what an adjustment, though. And also, like...
from their one little bedroom.
Right. But, come on. Their whole entire world changes. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I live for Nesta.
Nesta's a lot more, I think... You know, I was simping for Man and Hardcore, but I think, you know, she's mm-hmm. too much muscle goth mommy for me.
Okay.
I'll admit that. I'm not man enough. But Nesta's a lot more my speed, just because... She'd just be mean to me, you know?
Period. No, we live.
I like women that are just mean to me.
She's mean, and as another mean lady, I live. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not mean. Actually, I kind of am. But I live. Not you looking for help. No, I live.
No, blink twice if you need help.
And I also love the, like, mean woman, silly goofball man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it.
Dude, Cassian, you know, he keeps working out. He'll look like me one day, you know?
Just what? Shut up.
One of these days, man. That's actually, I just want to talk about that as a quick little tangent, and then we'll like start speeding on through here because we're running out of some time to get to Crescent City.
I think we're doing great.
In this whole series, like when they're working out, it's like really funny to me that like they're doing planks, and I'm like, you have super strength. You are a high fae.
Those planks will get you.
A 1 minute plank is not going to matter. And like Cassian's like, yeah, I can plank 5 minutes. I'm like, bro, I can plank 5 minutes. But you should be able to like bench press cars. What the Feyre's out here bending forks and stuff like that, like accidentally. And
work.
Like meanwhile, like playing like all right, Nesta's 10,000 steps challenge. Can we just talk about that for a quick second while we're on the topic?
Yes.
How is she gonna? This is something we all think about reading it. Mm-hmm. How does she go down like 1,000 steps?
No.
And it's like, I'm gonna go back up.
I'm gonna
now,
go back right? up?
Girl, that's Girl. The hard part.
I know. I don't understand.
Once she starts passing the, there are 10,000 steps total for those yeah. of you who don't remember yeah. In the House of Wind to get all the way down.
So she's like, because they
again.
Take her, yeah, because she's that bitch is kind of on a bender. And so mm-hmm. they take her up to
intervention,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, intervention. And then, yeah, she can only get down to like her bars and stuff if she goes down 10,000 steps.
And so she, just like as a, like a form of therapy, starts walking on down. She goes like at a certain point she starts going down like 6,000 steps.
Yeah.
And is like, I can't go any further. And they're like, girl, you were over halfway. Surely the 6,000 steps up is
are
harder
than
the 4,000 steps down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's just my two cents there.
I agree.
I'd like
I was
some
like,
clarification
girl,
as to what's going on.
Yeah,
there.
SJM, let us know about that. We're as famous as
we want answers.
Let us know.
Anyway.
Just kidding.
So Nesta and Cassian. I have them at a 9 out of 10.
Yeah, I agree with that.
She,
a 9 out of 10.
You know, she was grabbing onto that headboard for dear life.
Yeah, she was.
And
this,
you know,
also, this book is wild.
This is kind of, yeah.
I was like, Sarah?
Sarah, oh my
but
God.
Was I reading it at work on the smut couch?
Tell me when to
yes.
stop, all right? Just like,
no,
Cassian, whoa.
Cassian, no, I
when
live.
She, okay, so this might be a little bit TMI for any non-smutty people out there, but like, I apologize okay. for this. No, like the first time that like, they're getting it on or something uh-huh. like that. And like, she like goes to like, give some gawk gawk. That's the best way. That's the best way I can say it. That's the best way I can say it. And then her immediate thought is, I'm going to rethink my strategy. Cause like, she was like, well, that's not happening. There's no way.
Yeah. Work. Good for
And it's just
for both
on Siri's recording me right now.
something else is
Siri
recording you right
know.
Now
yeah.
too.
Oh yeah. That's fine.
No, that's crazy.
But it's like, that was such a funny scene for me to read. Like, I wasn't even like, oh, wow. I was
I
just like,
readjust.
Girl, hold on. Yeah, actually, take in consideration here. That seems like a lot.
Good for both of them. And I also live for him kind of opening her up a little bit. No, I met her heart.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No,
okay, I was going to say something else, which was going to sound worse.
Say it now. Now you got to say it.
I was going
to You got to say it now. You're going to leave it on. He was opening her up.
I was gonna say he like got inside.
He got inside.
And I met her brain. I met her brain.
Oh no! You're gonna yell at me for what I just said.
Girl, I didn't mean
he
it.
Opened her up and got inside, guys. That's
and
what he
I,
did.
Mm. And good for them.
Anyway, we'll end that with being quick off the mark. And next pair we have oh. is wait, what was your ranking for?
Nine.
Okay. Yeah. We have Nesta and Eris.
Yeah, this I literally said to him when he sent me this list. I said, "What are you saying?"
It's because they have that really hot dance together, you know.
Yeah.
And it's like some people like ship that instead of Cassian.
I don't like it.
I don't either. It's a 3 out of 10 for me.
I'm gonna give that
just
a 1
because they're both hot. So I'm like, all right,
high hot, but also no.
Okay, and I kind of like Eris's journey that he's had. Okay. Next, we have Lucien and Vasa. Vasa is the mortal queen, if you remember that at all.
Sorry,
he's an emissary for her, and some people ship. Him with her instead of Elaine.
Will work. Where do you stand on that?
I'm like a 5 out of 10. Like I could go either way on it. It's not a huge thing. So yeah, that's just one that's there that we have to mention. Next we have Jurian and Vasa because they're hanging out together as both being humans.
Work.
Jurian being an eyeball for 1,000 years.
My eyeball.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm like I said, I'm halfway through and they just mentioned the eyeball. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh yeah, that's weird.
They're once again a 5 out of 10. I'm neither for or against. Now, that being said, there is one pair that has all three of them together. Lucien, Jurian, and Vasa. That one's a 7 out of 10 for me. Like,
yeah, I'll give that.
I'll always support a threesome.
If you're happy, I live.
You know what?
Period.
Hopefully just they're all being human form, though. Don't turn into a bird.
Yeah, that would be weird.
I don't know. Sarah written some weird thing.
Shit.
We'll get to the weird shit in Crescent City.
Well, yes.
With Hunt's soul lightning stuff that he does.
I stand. Okay, anyways.
Helion and Lucien's mom. I can't remember her name right now, but he's apparently, allegedly, his Lucien's father.
Hi, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, work.
Yeah.
Okay.
6 out of 10.
Okay, 6. Yeah. I don't recall, to be honest.
Yeah.
Okay, then we have Amryn and Varian.
Varian, yeah. He's the summer court guy.
Yes.
That, like, you know, they're into each other. And
yes.
Like, he always buys her jewels and such.
Hi, jewels. I live.
So, they're really cute. I like
I
have them at an 8 out of 10.
Does. Period. Hi,
Amryn, probably actually a very underrated character because she's
oh, I live
so
for her.
funny, everything she says, honestly.
I love the girlies.
She eats up every scene. And the way she's just like, Rhysand, you dumb motherfucker. Every chance she gets. And they're all like, yeah, Emrin, for sure. And then last but certainly not least, we have Mor and Emery.
Yeah.
So Emery is the other member of the trio of Valkyries with Nesta and Gwyn. She is also a, what are they called? The winged people? Illyrian.
Illyrian, yeah.
She's also an Illyrian. And
I love Mor. So yeah, I stan.
Mor, hot.
Hot.
Yeah.
Literally hot.
Hot blonde.
Period. No,
red dress. Red dress.
Red dress. I stan.
Like we both at the same time right there.
No, I love Mor. And I love that for her.
They're about a 7 out of 10 just because I'm like not huge fans of both of those characters, really. They were just kind of there. I like them both, but like they also aren't officially like together yet either.
Right. Period. But I mean, if a girly and a girly, I stand. So I'm going to give that an 8.
8 for you?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
That concludes our ACOTAR couples for now. Please let us know once again if we missed any.
And also let us know your faves.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Now on to Crescent City.
Okay.
You said something crazy earlier.
Yes. So circling back to the Zootopia fan fiction
right.
that this is very good.
But I meant you said this is your favorite.
Oh.
That's kind of crazy.
No. It's not my favorite. Oh. Mist and Fury is my favorite book. I think the first Crescent City is the best written book.
Okay.
And like this is the most interesting world to me because it's a modern fantasy stuff. So there's a lot of cool dynamics that happen.
It definitely like because I think everyone usually reads this third.
Yes.
And I think it's a shock when you read this one.
Yeah. Well,
it's
sort of
different.
I think we can all agree the first 5 pages of House of Earth and Blood is word vomit, seizure, stroke quality because you have no idea what's happening. You're just reading like, who, where,
there's
just
a lot
what?
Of like info dump moments for the first.
It's 3 characters on the first page. And I'm like, girl, I'm not following this.
It's a lot. The world building is a lot too.
Mm-hmm. But it's a very good world once you get into it.
It is.
So yeah, I think her first Crescent City book is the best paced, most interesting.
Work.
Not my favorite, Mist and Fury is. Meanwhile, that being said, the second Crescent City, I think, is the worst paced, most boring thing.
He does, and that's why it took me. I was so scared to read it because you kept telling me that.
I was like, well, it's worth it for those of you who know, Crescent City, big spoilers, those last 2 pages make it worth it.
Yeah.
But like,
I didn't dislike it or I didn't struggle with it as much as you did.
I didn't struggle. Like, I read it, but I was sitting there like 300 pages.
I wasn't nothing happening. Okay, I'll say I wasn't as annoyed as you were. I did live, especially anytime Rune's around.
Rune
Dannon. That sound, Rune Dannon, whatever the thing is. Anyways, so should we start with our first one? You remember that sound?
That was a TikTok thing for a while, yeah.
Okay, let's start with the one.
The one.
Bryce and Hunt,
yeah.
I love that.
Mr. Foot Fetish guy.
Well, yes.
He sucks on toes.
Period.
And, you know, this is a fun series simply because she really realized, you know, I can kind of start writing whatever with the fun stuff here. Like the world of Smut like became so much more accepting at this point.
Yes. No, that's, I think that's
so
true.
So there's one thing I want to talk about that like really set me back on this couple. And it was Hunt. This is, sorry if this gets too graphic for some people. My apologies. When he does like a little bit of lightning at the tip of his tongue and does a little bit of on a certain spot. On Bryce. I was like, girl, that doesn't have, that's just, imagine a static shock down there. That's not fun.
That's
hold
wild.
On.
And I don't know though, but
she seemed to be into it. Yeah.
And I, you know what? I'm not going to shame anybody for anything.
I'll shame him for sucking on toes as much as he does.
Oh, well,
that
work.
Was just a bit too much. Yeah.
Period. No, I live. I love Bryce and Hunt. I think maybe, well, because we don't know yet if they're mates.
They say they're mates and like, that's
but,
like official.
But people are still like, iffy about it.
I don't think Hunt is endgame. I don't know what it is.
Really?
Like, I love Bryce so much, but Hunt is kind of like my Kale of this book. Like, I don't, not as boring. Not, at least this guy, like, is like cool and powerful, but like, every time
literally
like, I'm reading
Thor.
Him, I'm kind of like, it's all right.
I live for them. I think maybe, because he's a little bit more like, I think he's so Cassian coded too.
Yeah.
They're kind of
Jimbro,
a little copy paste. But I love the goofiness of this book.
He's a little sillier, yeah.
And he's sillier and they're sillier. Mm-hmm. Like they together, they're like more silly, flirtier vibes.
It feels more like natural kind of with their,
yes.
Because it's so modern. Like you can have this, because I don't usually like contemporary
really
love stories, because like it feels too real, which is why with this fantasy element I can be all over it.
No,
oh,
I
but
love
demons are attacking. Cool.
I love them because I think that I love them for that, but I also can see why it doesn't hold as much weight as like Rowaelyn and mm-hmm. Faisand. Do you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I Bryce is one of the more interesting characters for me. Like,
I mean, he's yeah, I live
love a redhead.
The tattoo on the forehead.
Oh my, the
wings
yeah.
when he gets his wings. Oh,
oh my god, when he gets his wings cut off. Ooh.
No, I love them. I'm gonna give them a 9.
I'll give them an 8.
Period.
You know, because I also that really is. Like them, but that's mostly because I like Bryce a lot more. Next we have Bryce and Connor. Connor was the wolf shifter who, spoiler alert again, gets bodied real quick at the beginning.
Right.
So then Ethan is left, his brother is left kind of
so
sipping after.
Yeah. Wait, is she the one that she was on the date with that she wasn't really living for? No, he was the one who was. Okay,
he
no,
was
I recall.
Part of Danica's pack.
Yes. No, I remember. I mean,
not have a good time.
Yeah. Oh, that's so sad. I mean, I don't really.
They were a 4 out of 10 for me.
Yeah, I'll give that 4.
And next up, just because we mentioned it, you know, it's not written down here, but Bryce and Ethan as well. It's a 2 out of 10 for me.
Care, yeah.
Ethan is just kind of pining after her a little bit. He seems like he's gotten over it, so he's not like a creepy pining, but he's just kind of like.
Right.
Regretting that he blew
right.
it
yeah.
any opportunity with her.
Yeah, I don't really care.
Yeah, Ethan, honestly, Ethan's also another boring part for me of this
really
series.
Care. Okay, and then we have Danica and Baxian.
Baxian was the hound.
Right.
I think he was the hound, yeah. So he's the wolf shifter that works with the hind and
mm-hmm.
the hand, I think. No, not the hand.
Girl,
there are so many like separate names for this one.
But Danica, like we don't see much of her.
They were
honestly,
mates though,
she's
yeah.
Like,
Danica's dead, but she is carrying this plot.
No, it's
for both
true.
Books. Like in the once we got to Crescent City 2 and Danica was still like having left breadcrumbs, I was like, girl, you've been dead. Stay dead.
Been dead.
Your bleach blonde hair looking.
Yeah. No, I don't really care, to be honest.
Yeah, this one, like this was a part, this was another thing that kind of frustrated me about Crescent City 2 is that we didn't really have too many villains. Like, she built up a lot of mm-hmm. villains in the first book that turned out to just be secretly good guys, like the Hound.
Right.
Spoiler alert, the Hind as well. Like,
yeah.
It was
no,
kind of like,
I get what you're saying.
You know, you have like cool opponents to face. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't have to all be good guys.
Yeah.
So, like, the fact that it was like, no, we were mates now, I was like, all right, Baxian, come join the crew, I guess. So this was a 5 out of 10 for me.
Period.
And sorry if there are Danica stans out there that are pissed by that.
She's been dead the whole time.
She's been dead the whole time. Yeah. How are there Danica stans?
I don't know.
Sure. I think we all hate this bitch at this point. Come on.
Period. Okay, and the next we have Rune and Lydia.
So,
I live. When they're in their like little like mind world thing and she's fire and he's that like.
Night and day, yeah.
Night and day. It is so slay.
That.
I live.
That was hot.
That was. I live. They're going to be a 9.
And like there was, 9 for me as well, I think. Yeah.
I live.
It was so interesting the way it was done too, where like, we all thought, who were your thoughts of who Day was when you were initially reading it?
Well, there was that whole thing with, is it Hypaxia?
Hypaxia, yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, maybe she has something to do with it because they had such good chemistry. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I really had a clue.
I thought Hypaxius or Celestina, like
period.
The archangel.
Yeah.
And then like it was like the Hind was like what I was pretty convinced was what it was based on what they had done with Baxian. I was like, all right, mm-hmm. so the Hind's not gonna be a bad guy.
Yeah.
But there was that one scene where she was interrupted by, you know,
yes.
someone else, by a male. And
yes.
that's when we're like, Celestina is with whatever her husband is now.
Right.
So
no,
yeah.
I live for them.
Rune and Lydia, yeah. The
I live.
I have them at a 9.
They're a 9. I'm so excited to see more of them.
Oh, my God. And it's not going to go good for Rune, apparently.
Oh,
what,
no, Rune.
What Sarah has said is like, you should be worried, is what she said verbatim.
Sarah.
And we're like, Sarah,
I'm just
on.
A simple girl who wants Rune to be happy, okay?
I just want him to cut his hair a little bit. And then,
no, I don't. He can stay exactly how he is.
No, he's looking like Skrillex.
Okay, I'm scared of that. No, I live.
Yeah, shaved head on the side, and then like the rest is like dangling all the way down.
I don't live any other time. I don't live any other time, but I live for him.
Okay.
Period.
Next, we have Celestina and Hypaxia.
Slay.
Queen Witch, Head Archangel.
I stan.
Yeah, that was. They just get discovered in a broom closet.
I was giggling and kicking my
feet. I was like, ooh.
I was like, yes! Period. Mm-hmm.
This is an 8 out of 10 for me.
I'm going to give them a 9. Just maybe a 9.5.
9.5
for
that?
I was gagged.
Just because we didn't get enough, I'm not rating it higher because it was literally just that one scene.
her. But I was living within, I was so full of glee.
I was, oh, okay, that's good.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why it's like, an eight for me, because it was like, ooh.
I was so happy. I live.
And my only note was like, you really doing this at a party that the Asteri are watching at?
Yeah, that was come crazy, on. Girl.
Come on.
I mean.
You're pulling a Tamlin in the broom closet right
when
now.
The moment
right?
strikes, I guess.
I guess I you live. Know when the opportunity arises. Yeah.
Yeah. They're the moment for me.
Fury and Juniper. So Bryce's two besties.
Yeah.
Assassin Fury. And
which one is the one who was so mad? Someone didn't talk to someone for a long time.
Juniper. Because Bryce intervened and like used her princess status with her dad to like get Juniper the role.
The role. That she was. Ballerina.
Yeah. That the Juniper deserved. But because she took a stand like during like a crisis politically. Yes. Everyone was like, right. No, you get no roles.
I love them. They're cute.
Yeah, they're cute, yeah.
I'll give them an eight.
Yeah.
Cute girls. Eight. I live.
There's just not too much of their relationship that's really shown.
Yeah. I live.
Therion and his fiance.
Oh, he's the mermaid.
He's the mermaid. Mr. Ariel himself.
I live.
He's literally the Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
And just more boring, though.
Yeah. I kind of always was expecting more to be happening with
right?
him.
Right? But nothing ever really does.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why this book is like kind of drags on, because so many of his POVs, nothing happens the entire time. He's just like
swimming.
Dry land.
Oh,
I like sandwiches.
Where the people are.
He literally does.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is really a care. 2 out of 10 because also he doesn't like his. Oh, 1 out of 10, actually.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Trash.
I don't.
Okay, and then next we have
Therion and Dryland.
Girl, he would be so happy.
He just wants to flip flop all
bright young
there.
Women, sick of swimming, ready to stand.
I like that.
Period.
That's good. 7 out of 10.
Yeah, I'll give him a 7.
Just because, once again, he's so boring. Nothing ever gets accomplished from him. You know, I actually did a Sarah J. Maas drink night with some friends.
Mm-hmm.
My drink was Therion. It was a margarita with like blue carousel in it.
And oh, that's cute.
Swedish fish as a garnish.
That's adorable.
It was not a good drink because I was the last drink to go. So I was a little
silly.
Having a good time. Yeah. So it was not
I live.
Put together too well.
Period.
But yeah, you know, I like to think
cute.
It was a little bit fun.
Yeah. And then we have Cormac and Sophie.
Cormac and
Can
Sophie.
Can you jog my memory, please?
Sophie was the Thunderbird at the very beginning. We're looking for her brother the entire time. Cormac was the Fey Prince who was betrothed to Bryce, who shows up looking for Sophie.
What are your thoughts there?
I don't like Cormac or Sophie,
really,
just because this whole entire Sophie plot line. The only moment that I like Cormac is when he eats Rune up by just language warning here.
Mega.
Yeah. When Rune walks out to be like, get out of my house, he just goes, you smell like cunt because of what he's been doing upstairs, which we'll get to in a second. But I was jaw dropped once again. I'm just, okay, Rooney got you there. All right.
I live for a bitch being read down.
Mm-hmm. And it was on sight. No hesitation.
You gotta give him props for that.
That was the one thing you said to him. Then he dipped. And I'm like, that's so fucking funny to me.
I live.
But
yeah,
Cormac really and Sophie, care. 3.
Yeah. I'll give him the
they
3
both
too.
I don't, show up in this book and really die remember. In this book. You know, it's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Rip girls.
And then next, last but certainly not least.
This one made me
least,
giggle that he put this on the list.
Rune Danan and 3 things he knows. Now, those 3 things being, he had smoked so much mirth root that he couldn't feel his face, which was a damn shame because there was currently a female sitting on it. Number 2, he had downed an obscene amount of whiskey because he had no idea what the female's name was or how they'd gotten to his bedroom or how he'd wound up with his tongue between her legs. And then 3, he really fucking loved his life, at least right now. So,
period.
Rune and those 3 things he knows, 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
That was my favorite part of this book
that
I can't get enough of. I remember you were sitting on the smut couch reading this book, and I was like, oh, what chapter? And you were like, what chapter is this? It's chapter 2, right?
Yeah, it's like the beginning.
No, it's chapter 3.
Yeah.
And you were like, I'm starting chapter 3, and I was like, oh, just read that first line for me. And then you just went.
I was like, oh. And then I'm pretty sure I gave you the book and you showed a million people around the room.
I was like, yeah, it's because it's so, such
it's
a
so good.
Funny way to start
SJM,
off the chapter.
You ate with that.
And with the character. Rune was eating with that.
And that's on period.
And that's why Cormac said what he smelled like, you know?
And I stand. No, I live for Rune.
That's our last one that we have right
period.
There, I think, guys. Once again, let us know your
us
favorite
know your
Crescent
faves.
City ones.
I'm so excited for Crescent City 3.
So this is going to be such a big end game.
I know, considering what happened at the end of the. The other one, right? Yeah, I live. Period.
Well, all right, guys.
Thank you for coming on this journey with
Thank
us.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what I got. All. Sorry. Whew, just a lot thinking about Crescent City 3 now.
I know. I'm like getting kind of like flustered and discombobulated out of excitement.
We'll definitely do that when it comes out, I think. So tune in.
Period. Also, let us know if you have any like fave books. It can be Sarah J. Maas. It can be Dramione. It can be just a book, literally just a book.
Yeah.
If you have anything you want us to like talk about, please let us know.
Please let us know. We're dying to know.
We're open for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Thank you very much. Thank you, guys.
Happy New Year.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.